Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Continuously for the next 2 hours. It's Vincent the Bay, your audio erotic host, right here on BTR, and the show is called Disorderly Conduct. If you kiddies want to check me out on Twitter, I'm on the Twitter. It's twitter.com/Vincent the Bay. Shouts to Debbie Daly. Debbie Daly had me as her co-host tonight. That was a lot of fun. And shouts to everybody who was in her chit-chat room. Appreciate the love. I appreciate the love train following me over here to my show. And it's open lines, Monday Madness, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Everybody likes to give cute little names. And I do it too. I do Free Ball Friday. In Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. And last night we did the Troll Wars. You guys are like a day late for that, but hey, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. Your calls take priority. Let's go right to the lines. I got somebody here from the area code 443. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this? What's on your mind?
I fuck the white women, steal bikes, and I don't give a fuck.
Neither do I. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Let's take another one here. 412, you're on the air.
Hey, Vince, do you know the word?
No, what is it? The word of God? Of course. All right, thanks. Appreciate the word. I got a 408. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Vince, what's poppin'? Goofy Bone, homeboy.
Oh, what's up, homie?
Nothing. I'm on the way to L.A. with one of my good friends, Mariah. Say hi to Vince in the Bay.
Hi, baby. Hey, baby.
He says, "Hey, baby."
Oh wow! What size bra does she wear?
Huh?
What size bra does she wear when she wears a bra?
Well, what size of bra do you wear? It's the question of the day. 32D.
That's good. Nice, solid handfuls. Nice.
From experience, Vin, they're very nice and round. Like when she takes off the bra, her tits float in the air.
That's fucking unreal. I love those types of tits.
I hope you don't mind me saying that on the air.
I don't. I encourage it. Dude, you missed out.
No. I was talking to her.
Ha ha. Touche.
I know.
Hey, bro, you just missed. Did you catch Deb Daly's show tonight?
No, I didn't, Vince. I was on the phone talking to one of my fucking peeps.
You
we
have
talking
any
hours, man. And my phone's gonna die right now. But the charger's in the trunk. But we're not.
Right.
I'm not gonna charge it until I get to L.A. But what happened?
Oh, well, we kissed and made up, or made out more like. We signed a peace treaty, and we had cyber. On Skype, we did cyber, and Vic was down with it. He was like, "Vince, you know, you're a stand-up guy. You know, I got to give you props. You know, you and my wife would be good together. I think this is for the good for the good of everybody. We should join forces. We shouldn't be at war." And I went over there, and she invited me on, and I was only going to be on for maybe like 10 or 15 minutes, but it ended up being the entire show. And I guess somebody cross-posted on the BTARD, the 4chan. Somebody must have posted something on 4chan because she literally had like 300 people in her chat, and now it looks like they're all over in my chat now, most of them. And,
okay.
So it's the lines are hot.
Well, Vince, you know me, I'm very upset that you signed the peace treaty, but you know.
Well, you don't care. You're in it for yourself. You're like fucking Han Solo. You're like Han Solo, dude.
Yeah, I'm a freedom fighter. So. I'm a smuggler, so I gotta smuggle ladies.
Yeah,
I'm smuggling
hey,
one
man.
LA.
Hey, I got a ton of calls. I already have like 10 people.
Just leave me on the line. It's all good.
Yeah, hang out. All right,
let's take
some calls. 214, you're on the air.
Yeah, James?
No, this is Vince in Goofy Bell.
Oh, this is Vance. Hey, I wanted to call and talk to you about, I was wondering if you were still going to do those Pokemon questions.
No, Debbie was doing the Pokemon questions. I'm not doing the questions over here. I thought she wasn't going to do it, but she ended up doing it, so I'm not doing it.
Why don't you do them?
Because I'm not down with Pokemon like that, where I could really put on. Did she just get it from a website or something? Because if she's got the website, then
I don't know. I think she did get it from a website. I heard her clicking around and stuff.
If somebody in the chat can like personal message me that site or whatever the hell she used, I'll do it. But I don't have that shit in front of me.
Did you say that you don't like Pokemon?
No, I love Pokemon. I'm just not into it. It's just not my thing, dude.
Oh, you're not into Pokemon?
No.
Oh, well then, fuck you.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, it depends. Depends on the.
All right. Too late. you had a chance, bro. Moving on. 602, area code 602. You're on the air. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, it's you.
Hi.
What's up?
For delivery.
What was that?
For delivery, please.
We have a 111. You're on the air. 111. You're on the air. I can hear you typing. Hello.
Hello. This is
yeah,
me.
That's you. Yeah, it's you.
Oh,
hey.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to say, Braden, go to bed.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. We have another 408. Go ahead, 408. You're on the air.
Hey, bitch. Remember me? Fucking called me and laughed at me. Well, guess what? Now E-Bombs is going to fucking troll you. We're going to blame it on 4chan like we always do because we're just faggots over here at E-Bombs. And so are you, Vince, you stupid fucking cunt. Hope you
it's
die
like a match
with fire.
It's really like it's a match made in heaven, isn't it, really?
Die with fire, Vince. Die with fire.
Very well, then.
Up
so,
the anus.
Yeah. so be it. If that's how it's got to be, if it's got to be, if we have to go there, I'm willing to take one for the team. It's all good. Hey, Ken Moore's here. Hey, Ken, what's up?
My penis was until the last caller, but besides that, nothing.
And unfortunately, he was calling out of the South Bay, so yeah, we do have a large homosexual community in the South Bay as well.
Yeah, the Vince in the Bay.
And somebody in the chat was saying that I was calling San Francisco the South Bay. Now, I might have said that inadvertently, some sort of Freudian slip. I want to clarify, I don't think that San Francisco is in the South Bay. I grew up in the South Bay. That's where I'm from. I am
San
presently,
Jose, ain't it?
Do you know the way? I certainly do. I grew up there. It's fucking kind of boring. You don't really want to go there, to be quite honest.
Yes, it is.
So that's why I'm in San Francisco.
Which is Chuck E. Cheese in San Francisco.
You're Patriot Gregging, bro. You're Patriot Gregging as per usual.
Uh-huh.
So simmer down. What was that? What were you going to say?
I went to Chuck E. Cheese in San Jose.
They got a big one there.
Been there, done that.
That's what he said. My bad. All right, so. All right, let's take calls. We got a area code 410. You're on the air.
Hi. I had a question about you and Deb Daly. You were on her show earlier. And,
that's right.
But you were on there at the same time. But I'm wondering, why isn't she on your show right now?
Well,
answering calls.
She's not a part of my show. I was just a guest on her show.
But you were both on a... Well, yeah. I guess in short, who was phone?
I don't know. I don't get that. Did he barrel roll me? A ghost? I think he barrel rolled me. I think he got me.
Barrel roll! Anyway.
State caller... What?
I like ghost as squirrel fisting speech.
Oh, we'll get
better.
To ghost. We'll get to that one. Let's see.
Hey,
Ken.
What's up, you dirty Mexican? You need to clean the bathroom. I gotta go to the poop doctor in the morning.
I'm actually on vacation with a good friend of mine named Mariah. Say hi to Ken Moore.
Hi, Ken.
What you wearing, honey?
She wants to know what you're wearing. She's wearing shorts and a nice little tube top shirt.
I knew you were gay, Goofy. I knew you were gay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, let's take a call here. We got area code 978. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering what it would take for you to watch the first two episodes of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, because it's an excellent television
show. Oh, you know what? If you can send it to me, if you can send me the link in the chat, I'll watch it tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
No problem. Next call, we have 863. You're on the air.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, he's playing clips of like King of the Hill or something. All right, area code 305. You're on the air.
Oh, I think that's me.
That's
hey.
Totally you. What's up?
Hey, nothing much. I was just wondering, how much would you sell a stout Shaco for?
Nothing this is up Goofy's alley. Goofy's the capitalist in the group here. He would know it better than anybody. What would you do, Goofy?
I think the average price, I mean, I'm just saying, I think it's too refined.
Hey, the average price is your mother's snatch plus your dad's cock and your grandmother's ears.
Now, Goofy, I have to let everybody know, our new listeners, Goofy, not only in addition to being the janitor here at Blog Talk Radio, being an international rap artist, superstar, he's also an investment advisor, and he does day trading. He does day trading on the side, and so he does know about things. I'm sorry, what, Goof?
I'm just a person that just takes people's advice and sees if it works.
All right, Ghost, you're too modest.
The godfather of money, Ghost, showed me a way to get out of the hood, put the cocaine down,
and put it on Coke. Symbol C-O-K-E.
Yeah.
That's right, baby. Fucking Coke. Anyway.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too.
All right, let's take another call. Area code 214.
Yeah, hi Tim, how you doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just calling to say that you're a giant faggot, and nobody likes you. And everyone else that calls into your show, also a giant faggot, and you like suck animal dicks for quarters.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
All right, let's conduct. What's up?
Vince,
go ahead, Ken.
Yeah. He called in to come out of the closet then.
Basically,
right?
Okay. Yeah, basically. All right, let's take a minute here to acknowledge all our valiant warriors in the chit chat room. Thanks folks for coming out. We're going to do a little thing we call roll call. All right, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Vince in the Bay, it's roll call time. This is the portion of the program where I spotlight the folks who participate here, the sovereign individuals who contribute to the program via the chit-chat room. And their valiant service is recognized now. I'm talking about Fortran Trollmaster, 4N0NY, Ain't Even Mad, Angelo, Luis Ribeiro, Ash Ketchum, Basic Puta, Beach Bum 55, Brooklyn Brawler, Confetti, Cool Story Bro, Deal With It Bro, Debbie's Hot, Deets McSteel, yes, Deets McSteel, you made it. Deets McSteel, don't forget, remind me before the show is over, I have a prize for you. What else do we have on here? Jesus Christ. Deku Green, Dr. Zion, Dylan, how did Dylan Tanner get muted? Sorry, bro, let me take care of that. Oh, what the fuck, did you say something like five times? If you don't know, you get muted automatically if you say some shit like three times. If you say like anything four times in a row, you automatically get muted. So I'm going to cancel Dylan's mute here. There you go, Dylan. Oh, it's not letting me do it, bro. I don't know what's up, bro. I got to... I'll get to you in a second, Dylan. Hang tight. Enron Forever, Freemason 12, Gary Motherfucking Goat. Jesus, all the guest listeners. Wow, look at that. It's great. Yarnick, Wild Goose, Why You Mad, Bro? Vince is the Gay. Let's see if I can unmute him. Vince is the Gay. You worked hard and fast on that one, didn't you? Shit. I don't know. I'm going to try to unmute you fuckers later. That's what you get for saying shit four times in a row. Vagina Denta, Thunderclock, Thor 123422, Superhuman Nigel, Six Maid Rabbit 51, Pirate Swoop, Peter Bergden, Peppy Peterson. This is like fucking... like fucking tongue twisters. Negro. Too bad there isn't three people named Negro. Negro, Negro, Negro. Andor Repock. My Body Is Ready. Michael Thomas. And rounding it out. Shit. Yeah. There's no chit chatter named Shit. There's Heel Alexander. Herping. What? Herpington Bear, I'm You Prostitute, Israel Freedom, Jake Quinn, Janet Robinson. Oh, Jesus, there's a chick in here. Holy crap. Janet, if you call in, PM me your area code, and you'll go to the top of the switchboard. Callers, female callers get priority. You just call in. You can call in on the female call in line. That's if you call in on the female line, that you want to take down this number. It's 1-347-826-7667. And then Jimmy Michelson, Joko Smith, Ken Barr, Laura. Oh, is this another chick? Loria Tabrin. I can't read. Leluche. I'm sorry. The thing keeps refreshing. This is out of hand. All right, that's it. I'll do another roll call later. Okay, anonymous messages too. Okay, there's an anonymous message here that says message that four horny is a fat 42-year-old virgin man who lives with his mom and watches Sailor Moon dubs all day long. Okay, anonymous message. Let's see. Some porn spam. Basic Puta, I will definitely take an anonymous message from you, Basic Puta, but you have to give me the message. I don't know what else is going on here. Pirate Swoop wants me to shout out to the Flawless Crew. Yeah, I love you, Flawless Crew. I've always loved you guys. I wish you guys would come back, whenever. I love Granny Tranny. Tell Granny Tranny I said, what's up? What else do we have here? All right. That's it for the anonymous messages, I suppose. I don't see any more. But keep them coming. I'll read them again later. Let's take a couple more calls here. If you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Ken Moore. We had Goofy Bone check in with us earlier. He's on his way down to L.A., I think he's got a gig down there, and he's got some hottie with some 34Ds driving him down there. All right, let's go. Hey, Ray Finkel is here. Ray Finkel, what's up, dude?
I'm interested in buying some propane and propane accessories from the previous caller. Is he still on?
No, I don't think so. No,
well,
he's not.
I really need some propane or propane accessories. Okay. I don't know where
around.
I can get them.
Yeah, stick around.
Did you call him back?
No, he'll call back in, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, we'll wait for him to call back in. We'll wait.
I'll put you on hold and bring you back when he comes back. But in the meantime, I've got a ton of people to talk to here. I got area code 410. I think you've been on before, but that's fine. 410, you're on. What's up?
Hey, you never did answer me. Who was phone earlier?
Who was what?
Who was phone? Phone, like a telephone.
Who was on the phone?
Who was phone?
347-826-7667 is the phone number. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to take a call here from area code 863. You're on the air. All right, area code 602. What's up? What's up, bro? You're on. Area code 602, you're on. Hello? Going once, going twice. Oh, he hung up. God, what a pussy. All right, area code 708, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, yeah. Who's that?
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing good. Who are you, and what's on your mind tonight?
My name is Stan. I'm calling from San Diego. And I just wanted to let you know that I love Battletoads.
You love what? All right. Let's take area code 831. You are on the air.
L-O-L.
Thank you. Area code 206, you are on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hey,
How
you're calling in on the female line. You go to straight to the top of the board. What's up?
Awesome. Well, not very much. I feel like Anne Heerwing.
What was that?
I feel like Anne Heerwing.
What does that mean? I don't get the reference. Sorry.
It means this.
Debbie got Rick rolled earlier. Imagine.
That is so 1984.
Let's go with 111. You're on the air. Hello, 111. Going once, going twice, 111. Hello. Hello. Bye-bye. Let's go with the area code 417. You're on the air. Hey, what's up, baby? What's
my
up, baby?
My name is Foxy. Most of you know me as, most of you know me as Foxy, I suppose. If you're watching this, you probably know me as Foxy.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know me as Moldy Lunchbox. And so.
Shouts out to our Spanish listeners and tuning in via radio station WXWTF in Santiago, Chile. All right, caller, you're on the air. You're calling in from area code 561.
Hi, what's the topic in discussion?
Your mother's vagina and whether or not it should have bared your body.
Oh, okay. Hold on, I gotta shut the fucking baby up. I'll call you back.
Alright, later, dude. Let's take a call from 740. You're on the air.
What's up, Miss Tasty? How you doing, dog?
Not much, my home skillet. What's happened on, what's the lowdown? What's the word on the street?
The word on the street is not much tonight, you know? Tornado or something coming to my town, you know? How's it going with you?
You know how we do it. You know how we do it. I'm just puffing on some Thai haze and taking calls.
Very nice. Sounds good. Over 9,000! Yeah! Boxy!
Very well, then. So be it. Let's take another one here. Area code 909. You are on the air. All right, I don't really like to hear your personal VHS collection played on my show. I really don't appreciate that. You know, I'm proud that you have an old collection of VHS tapes and you like to play your collection for your friends, but I'm not your friend, okay? Save it for, you know, if you want to contact me off air and give me a link to all your cool videos and shit, by all means, stick it in the chat, because I go back as fast as this goddamn chat is moving. Believe it or not, I will go back, I don't know, sometime tomorrow maybe, and read it all, and I'll get back to you folks. If you just put a link in there, I'll be sure to check it out later on. I appreciate the love, and I'm going to take a couple more calls and then take a break. You kids are wearing me out here. Let's go to area code 613. You're on the air. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a request? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just a little out of touch here. It's not Friday. It's Monday. But that's at least a little more relevant. A little more relevant troll reference, right? Isn't that a little more relevant? Oh my God! All right, I just pre-came. It looks like I have lots of cunts with me. I haven't had lots of cunts on here for a long time, and I mean that metaphorically and literally. Let's go to Lots of Cunts now. What's up, Lots of Cunts?
I think if they spent less time fingering their own dirty buttholes in their mom's house and more time submitting their resume to the local Taco Bell or 99-cent store, they could get a fucking life.
Mole S-H-I-T.
Lots of cunts. Are you still there, or is that it?
Hi, Vince Baby.
Ooh,
I was just wondering, why are all these fat virgin 4chan losers so old meme? I think if they spent less time fingering their own dirty buttholes in their mom's house and more time submitting their resume to the local Taco Bell or 99-cent store, they could get a fucking life.
Yeah, amen, sister. You're preaching to the choir here. Anything else you want to add before we take a break here in a minute? Oh, she's gone. My bad. Oh, shouts to lots of cunts for coming through. Appreciate that. It's been a while. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm gonna take a couple more calls and then I gotta get a drink of water and take a leak and I'll come back and we'll talk some more. With area code 760, you are on the air. What's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Oh, what's up, dude? I'm just curious. Like, I'm new to all this, but, like, what's up with, like, all, like, the fake college and shit?
Oh, it's just, I don't know, it's just, you know, it's trolling, dude. It's prank calls. It's fun. Don't you enjoy it? Is it not entertaining? See, now you're getting the hang of it. You're getting the hang of it. See, that's what it's all about. When in Rome, do as the Romans. All right, let's take a call from area code 469. 469, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's on your mind? What's going on?
I want to say the 4chan rules and that I think you're a nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Cool. Thanks, dude. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Area code 417. You're on the air. That. Area code 111, you're on the air.
Well, you would have the Skype assholes here, Vince.
You're the most boring piece of thing,
yeah,
garbage
isn't it,
I've
isn't
ever
it
heard.
Terrible?
Yes, and your bedwetters besides.
Why are you so
horrible.
Boring?
I don't know, man. I'm glad you guys made it, though.
Why you guys got
ready to shut down the show? I was getting ready to turn off the show, and then you guys showed up, so thank God for keeping me.
Hey, you're so boring. If you don't talk about anything, you're nonsensical and mindless.
Hey, Snake.
Yeah.
Hey, Snake.
Yeah.
The Steelers, everybody.
Well, hey, Cowpokes, is that you, man?
No,
it's Ken Moore. That's Ken Moore. That's Ken Moore.
Ken Moore. You're one-eyed Jew's fucking buddy. Man, the Steelers lost the Super Bowl. Falcon, at least I spent the Super Bowl with my buddy Falcon.
Where's the one-eyed queer anyway?
Yeah, where is the
one-eyed? I don't know. Why don't you Skype him? Why don't you send him a message?
We don't have any game. Bill came in our room.
We're not that bored. We don't need one-eyed queers.
Bill came in our room tonight.
How about
Steve Vance?
Yeah.
You know?
The Jew did tell me that he was going to Snake's mom's house. He said that Snake should probably bring home a gallon of milk when he gets back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we got plenty of other kids to get to. Let's see. Area code 907. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can totally hear you, dude.
You can barely hear me. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was coming through. So, I would just like to say that I feel like Fresh Prince is the most underrated show of all time, and that any bros out there would probably agree with me.
DJ Jeff was better.
Yeah, I'm totally. I agree. I kind of like his work. His later work is Will Smith. Okay, that's it. I'm going to take a break. I appreciate the love. I'll be right back. Here's a little message from, what's this dude's name? Oh, Black Dynamite. Here you go.
You ain't had no
wait.
Go on, what did you just say?
You said, melt in your mouth. Quick! What else melts in your mouth?
M&M!
Exactly. And not in your hands. And who makes M&M's?
The white man.
Oh, Dick. Mars Candy Company makes it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Those white men.
Mars is also the Roman god of war.
That's what I'm talking about.
No!
Who is the Greek god of war?
Ares.
Ah. Right on.
Now, you take Mars and spell it backwards. Drop the X.
Ram. That's right. And Ram is the astrological sign for Aries. Oh, now then, Aries' half-sister is Athena.
Now you get this.
Whoa. Athena,
which is the capital of Greece.
And as we all know, zodiacal astronomy was created by the Greeks in
785 BC.
And 785 is the area code of Topeka. Oh, my God.
785 is the area code to Topeka, Kansas.
Cold Kansas!
Now you take that, spell it backwards, drop the S.
What's that? Snake! Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
And brothers, who is the Greek demigod of medicine who believed that snakes' tongues had mystical healing power?
Asclepius, of course. He had a staff with snakes intertwining all around that bitch. They call it Asclepius' staff. It's a symbol the medical field uses to this day.
I've seen it.
Now, what legend involving snakes is in both Greek and Roman mythology? Come on. It involves Asclepius' own father.
Apollo.
Yeah, thanks, lady.
That's right. Yeah. Apollo slew the serpent at Delphi, which was a big-ass snake.
And what, brothers, is the biggest snake in the world?
The South American anaconda.
What's he said?
Anaconda malt liquor.
And what is the slogan for anaconda malt liquor? Anaconda malt liquor gives you
whoop.
Gives you what?
Whoop.
And who else is famous for
whoop? Little Richard.
Who?
Little Richard.
So, what they really saying is
anaconda malt liquor gives you
Little Richard. What is another word for Richard? Anaconda malt liquor gives you a little dick.
Yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay, back with you. Thank you so much for hanging tight. I'm going to go straight to the lines. I have Candy Reynolds with her hand up. Go ahead, Candy. Candy Reynolds going once. Candy Reynolds two. I don't know, maybe there's two Candy Reynolds. You're unmuted, Candy Reynolds. Am I unmuted? Can you fuckers hear me, Ken? Can you hear me? Hello? Am I on? Is this thing working?
Is this
Hello?
Dead air or something, Vince?
What the fuck? God. All right. This is, I have
You're
too
working.
Much. Yeah.
You're working.
All right. All right. Good. 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 All right. Let's go. Area code 443. You are on the air.
Help. I fall when they cannot get up.
You fell and you can't get up?
Yes.
Do you have anybody on the premises there that can assist you?
Oh, I'll just... I just soiled myself.
You just fell on yourself?
I soiled myself, son.
You soiled yourself. Oh, I just did, too. It's okay. It happens to the best of us.
There's no one around. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding out of my anus.
Out of your anus? Holy shit. Well, you better get that looked at. You better get that looked at. I would see a doctor about that. Let's take another call here. Area code 928. You're on the air.
Hey, man, what's up? I got a couple things.
Sure.
First time tuning in. I just want to clarify some things. First of all,
yeah.
You got mad at some guy that was playing some shit from 300, and you said that was on VHS. First of all, the movie wouldn't be on VHS because when it came out, come on, use your head. All right?
You got me. You got me. Okay. What's point number two?
I'm just looking at the picture of you here on your YouTube or whatever the fuck this is, and is that you?
Is what me? I don't know. Where? What are you talking about? On the show, if you're looking at the show page that I'm on Blog Talk Radio, do you see that picture? That's me.
That's you? Yeah.
Mole-S-H-I-T.
What'd you say?
I said you shouldn't wear your hat like that. It looks ridiculous.
I know. I kind of look like a douchebag. I know. I'm not proud of that.
Okay, well, it seems like you would be. You're parading it in front of everybody.
Well, and no, it, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. That was the hat I was wearing, and I would have worn it straight on. I'm with you. Like, I hate it when people wear their hats turned around. It's like, what are you catching today? What the fuck's your fucking major malfunction? I hear you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. The reason why I had it turned around is because the lighting in the spot I was at, if I had the hat turned around, you wouldn't be able to see my face, and I want the ladies to see my face. So I'm willing to sacrifice a little bit of douchiness so the ladies can see my face.
Well, you know, the compromise could have been, you know, just take the hat off. I mean, what are you, bald or going
yeah,
bald?
I'm bald.
Like,
I'm bald as an eagle, yes.
You should just take it off, man. Just fucking nothing.
Bick it. I know, bick it.
So
I'm too lazy to bick it, though. I would bick it, but I'm a stoner and I'm lazy and I just can't.
Dude, bitches dig confidence, though. You know how wet your dick could be right now?
Oh, it's already wet. I mean, I don't need it any wetter.
Well, I mean, wet with vaginals.
I see what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anything else?
Yeah, no, I'm laying it up there. I had a couple things. Oh, yeah. Why the fuck did your break take so long? I mean, I've seen Black Dynamite. It's a great movie. I didn't want to hear that whole shit again.
I needed a long clip. I had to take a really long crap.
Big shit that quick?
Number two.
Okay,
speaking
you're
of crap.
Pissed, and I was like, God damn.
That was that was what I was looking at on the switchboard. I just went with it. I knew it was at least 5 minutes long. So I just that's what I went with. You can't win them all, bro. You can't win them all.
you know, you can't, and I, you know, I'm just going to throw some constructive criticism at you. I could have just played some soundboards and done some more 4chan shit.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the constructive criticism. Like I said, this show is nothing without you, the listener, and the callers. So, I, you know, I'm here for you. But what else? What else do you got?
So I got, I probably had some other shit, but I was really thrown off by all this, and I don't know, keep up the subpar work.
Appreciate it. The cavalcade of mediocrity will continue. Well, the glory rolls on here with area code 410. You're on the air.
Hi. Have you ever been so far as decide to do look more like?
I'm sorry. Could English, please.
Have you ever been so far as decide to do look more like?
Yes, but not on Tuesdays.
Well, if so, then why didn't you decide to not do look more like on the
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm going to bring on a good friend of the program, the lovely, the sensual, the sexual, the ravishing, the intelligent, the witty, the charming, the troll who broke my heart, Kishu. Hey, Kishu.
Heart troll is gonna heart troll, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's
according
right.
To Dick Burns. That was so funny yesterday. I mean, it was just so much win.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You got to play a pretty sizable role there. You had a little minute to shine.
I know, and all I had to do was pass out drunk. Oh,
you were great. You
nice.
Were perfect.
So yeah,
What are you and Dick Burns up to these days? I'm following him on Twitter now.
I don't know. I came home this morning, so I don't know what the fuck he's doing today. But last night, I just pretty much I got really drunk, and that was all that really happened. But he's been doing his Twitter thing. I think he's getting another show coming up soon.
If he's smart, he'll do his show right after mine tonight.
I told him that, but because
seriously, this all started with Deb Daly. For those of you who are just catching up with us, I trolled Deb Daly pretty hard over the last couple of days, and in concert with a few other trolls who were trolling around in my name for a little bit, and I appreciate the love to those folks. You know who you are, Sloppy and Matilda and Peter and who am I missing? There's a couple other. Carlito. I can't forget Carlito. I hope Carlito calls in. Carlito, if you call in, make sure you PM me. My switchboard, literally, you want to know how many people I have lined up here? Right now it's at 18. It was at like 20-something before. So we're at 18 now. So we got to get some calls. Kishu, do you want to hang with us while we
of
do
course,
this?
Of course.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to area code 206, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I think I'm peachy. I think, maybe. You know, because I was just playing some basketball outside one day, and these kids just gave me a rough time for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do, because, you know, I just always want to be with you and make believe with you. I just want to live in harmony, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Totally.
Yeah. I just want to live in harmony and some love. Get all my wishes to come true.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones. My Basketball Jones has been satisfied for a while. The March Madness was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
Hmm. So, like, what am I supposed to do though?
Just masturbate feverishly. That's usually does the trick for me. Let's see. Area code 602. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
My name is Marcus. I originally from Poland. I just moved to a country of America. I don't like a guy talk about hat. In Poland, we wear hat backwards, and I think a guy needs to get a girlfriend. And I have a sister. I like to talk to guy.
I just saw Thomas Friedman's face on the TV. It was horrifying. It was horrifying. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, Thomas Friedman is a writer for the New York Times, and he looks like a walrus. Now let's go to area code 111. You're on the air.
Ba ba booey, ba ba booey, ba 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 booey, ba booey, booey, ba ba. Ba 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 booey, ba 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 booey, ba 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 booey. Ba 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 booey.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Area code 631, you're on the air.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
Not much, chilling, bro. What's up with you? I was going to troll you, but to be honest, I'm not going to even bother trying to troll you because you know you're getting trolled. So, but, yeah. Tom,
what are you talking about? I'm getting trolled tonight? What the fuck?
Shit. I didn't mean to. No.
These people are idiots.
Furious caller is calling in right now with sharing their concerns, like the Polish guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Thomas Friedman, what an asshole, huh? What are we talking about, politics?
No, I'm not talking about politics. I was just during that
call.
You
want to talk about economic philosophy?
Sure, why not? Let's do that. Let's break up the monotony of this program and get into some economic discussion. I'm totally down. Go for it. Pick it up.
Make a proposition.
I'll give you $20 to go down on me.
That's not that kind of proposition, bro. Come on, brosis.
They're all idiots.
Come on, just open up your nearest Noam Chomsky book and tell me what you say.
I don't have a Noam Chomsky book.
Right. Okay.
Milton Friedman's actually better.
Friedman's actually better. I got a question though, bro.
What's the question?
Why you why you new fagging on here when you know that people are trolling you? You know what I mean?
All I'm trying to do is put a broadcast out there for people to learn from, so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold,
right.
I've got. Bill Wagner crew, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
Yeah, no, Bill's not here. But Ghost is delusional. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But shouts to
for life.
Yeah, shouts to the BWC. Let's see. That was taken from a Ghost program where Bill, popped it. Bill goes through these little, like phases where he'll just out of nowhere pop into people's shows. And he showed up on Ghost's show. I don't think he even knew what the fuck Ghost's shtick was all about. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. He just knew that was the place to be for some reason. And the BWC was in the chat room, and they'd been trolling him pretty hard at the time. So when he heard Bill on the show, he let into him. It was pretty hilarious. I wish I knew what episode that was.
I think I have a recording of that somewhere. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. That's tough.
Fucking, I heard Bill was in rehab. Is this true? Do you know?
I don't want to know. Let's take another call.
Okay.
Area code 435. You're on the air. All right, let's go to Skype calls 23. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, who's that?
I have a question for you.
Sure, what's up?
I was masturbating today.
You're Patriot Gregging. I don't know if you know what Patriot Gregging is. That means that you're cutting in and out. Your audio is crap, and I can't tell one word you're saying because it's garbled. So you need to call back in and try again. Let's try area code 5 area code 501. You're on the air. 501. Hello. Area code 501.
501 is Arkansas. That's funny.
Oh yes. Hello.
Yeah. What's up, bro? You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to know your personal opinion. If you think Milhouse is a meme.
No, I don't. I'm not up on all the memes, so I have no clue. Maybe Kishu knows. Do you know Kishu?
What? Sorry, I'm cooking some food. Not paying attention.
Hey, what are you cooking?
Scrambled eggs. Yum. At fucking 12 o'clock, 11:30 at night.
Who decided that eggs had to be eaten in the morning? Who decided they could only be for breakfast?
You got a lot of awesome callers tonight. You got a caller from Arkansas. That's like, that's just hilarious. And then you got two callers from Arizona, that which makes me wonder who else is in Arizona, because
there's a lot of fucked up
here,
people in Arizona.
Burned.
Trust me. I think everybody in Arizona.
You guys should contact me, Kishu Zykova, on Skype. Yeah. You Arizona niggers, I have no friends, obviously. Sorry.
All right, let's take another call. Let's take another call. 111. You're on the air.
Yo, is that me?
That's you. That's you, bro. What's up?
You gotta shut that woman up. I'm telling you, she's talking way too much.
Yeah, I know. You like the sound of my voice better, don't you?
Well, I mean, she just seems like she's out of her place, like that. Like, you know, men are all.
Nigger, please.
Again. Shut up, bitch.
Don't tell her to shut up, right? She's my guest. So therefore, she's my bitch.
You just gotta tell her that when
you can't tell her to shut up.
I'm your bitch. You're my bitch, Ben.
Winning.
Let's take another one. 561. You're on the air.
Hello?
Area code 561. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I
was thinking about who's that sexy lady over there?
That's Kishu. She's out of the BWC. She's in Arizona, and she's hot. What's the deal? What's your damage?
No, shut the fuck up. I want to talk to her. What's up, baby?
Not too much, honey. What's up?
Actually, my bad. Let me leave.
I think I know this voice, actually.
Let me leave you two guys alone. I'm going to turn down the lights, let you kids play. Let me find some. Here, I'm going to turn down the lights, let you guys have the floor for a bit, and have fun, kids. Oh, and use protection.
What are you wearing?
Nothing at all. Scrambled eggs, baby.
I love scrambled eggs. Fucking fried.
You fapping?
Yeah. Are you?
Always.
Oh,
I never
God.
Stop fapping.
You using the eggs, too?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Make a Tabasco sauce up in there, make it sting a little bit.
Yeah.
You almost done, dude? Come on, bro. Hurry it up. Finish.
I know. It's a lot longer than
this. They usually go quicker, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, not to ruin your orgasm, but he's usually the guy.
Your patriot Gregging, say that again.
I didn't want to ruin his orgasm or anything, but Kishu's actually.
Again, you cut
Kishu's
out right when you got
what?
To the. You know what? Don't say anything but what she is.
A guy.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, this is true.
Barrel roll! Anyway.
Oh, shit. My bad. I just hung up on Kishu. Kishu, call back in. Kishu, call back. My bad. I hung up on you instead of. Oh, man. She's going to think I just trolled her. I have so many goddamn people on my switchboard. It's up to 20. It's still at 20 right now. I have so many goddamn people that I lost track of who was who that was unmuted, and I accidentally hung up on Kishu. Fuck. Kishu, if you can hear me, call back. Sorry, I'm like chatting with her. Oh, you know what I should do? We're due for a roll call. We're going into the second hour here, and it's time to acknowledge everybody in the chat. Hey, Kishu, is that you? Are you back?
Yeah. What happened? You hang up on me?
Dude, I'm sorry. I thought you were the guy that was on. I just saw the line was open, and I thought it was the dude that was on, and I was going to hang up on him, and I hung up on you instead. It was an accident, inadvertent. You know what I got to do? This is what I got to do. This is what I do. I'm using this feature for the first time, user info feature. All right, so it makes, all right, that's kind of retarded. But whatever, I have you kind of flagged, Kishu, so hopefully that won't happen again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. How's
it
already?
Yet.
How are the eggs?
You will be eating fucking Tabasco scrambled eggs out of my fucking ass tonight.
Oh, wait, that's punishment?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to continue to misbehave and take some more calls. Let's go to area code 111. You're on the air. Yeah, one way, blocked number. Somebody on a blocked number, start talking.
Hello?
Hi, that's you.
Remember the 5th of November, gunpowder treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Faggot.
All right, you know what? I got distracted.
I don't understand
to do
anything he just said.
Yeah, neither do I. Again, I don't speak Korean. Dude, does it sound like I have like a Korean accent? Do people think I speak Korean? I don't get it. Oh, wow. All right, let's acknowledge a few people in the chat room. I'm going to hopefully try to get to all of you. Fortran Trollmaster, Accidentally the Chat, Adolf Hitler Fan, Anon is Back, Ass Ketchum, Barrel Roll Guy, Basic Puta, Beach Bum 55, Blather, Brooklyn Brawler, Deal With It Bro, Beats McSteel, Deku Green, Dr. Zion, Enron Forever. Jesus. B-Man. Come on, herped up. Blibbity bloop. I don't know. Freemason 12. Shouts to Freemason 12. You seem like a decent individual. A lot of guest listeners. Amazing the guest love. QG Rection. Huge. QG Rection. My bad, bro. Fuck. I'm your prostitute, Israel Freedom, Jake Quinn, Janet Robinson, Jimmy Michelson, John Bo, Joko Smith, Ken Moore, Kishu Zakova, Lorate Brin, Bime. Oh, fuck, I can't read now. I feel retarded right now. Probably because I am part retarded, but I've been looking at this goddamn screen and the shit is so goddamn fucking small. You don't need to hear about that. Wild Goose, what's this shit? Vagina Dentata, Thundercock, Thor 123422, Tara Good, Tracy Gamore, Suppa T Roll. Superhuman Nigel, Ryan Horner Loves Men, Richard C. Mongler, Ray Finkel, Prairie Bitch, Pooter Shooters, Pirate Swoop, Phil O'Platt, Peter Bergden, my homie Peter Bergden. What else do we have here? Masturbate. Michael Thomas, my body is ready. Namdor Repook, Peppy Peterson, Peter Bergden, and I think that's it. Fuck, you guys are awesome. That's too much. I can't even fucking read it. I can't read. There's so many fucking people in the chat. You guys are awesome. I can't wait to read this chat tomorrow. I'm sorry I'm not. I will take anonymous messages, though. You can do some anonymous messages. I have one here that says, anonymous message for Basic Puta. Tell that fat-lipped cunt to return the 4chan Hitachi magic wand. Whatever that means. Here's an anonymous message. I have an anonymous message that Freemason 12's finger... let me start over. Here's an anonymous message that says... that Freemason 12 fingers his mom in her sleep to try and practice his pussy working techniques... for the one day 50 years from now when he finally gets to date rape someone. You know, that I find that offensive, and I don't support that statement in any way, shape, or form. But these are anonymous, and they're not from me. They're from you. You have no gonads, so you have to submit it to me anonymously, and that's fine. I will protect your anonymity. I respect that. You have free speech, and you can express your opinions here, and no judgments. Here's another one. Hi, Vince. I have an anonymous message, and it's 4chan are a bunch of fat virgin flops, and they are so inferior to Vince, Veltron, Say Don, Granny, Slugga, and the Flawless Crew. Right. What else do we have here? Do you like furries? No, furries. I don't know. I mean, if I met somebody that I was really into, and they happened to be into the furry shit, I'd do it. Why not? Yeah. I mean, fucking is fucking. I don't care if you like to dress up as bunny rabbits before. You know, eventually my peepee is going in your fun hole, so it's all that matters. Oh wow, this message is just nice. It's not funny, but it says, Vince, I won't bother you with private messages, but you're the type of friend that everyone wishes they had. You do not judge people, and I wish you the best in life. I'm lucky to have friends I've known 40 years from high school. But I don't know this person from high school. It's just like. And the capital of Nebraska is Lincoln. What else do we have here? Here's an anonymous message that you should pick up area code 702 because they have a pussy. I'm down with that. That's what's up. Let's see, 702. Here we go, 702. What's up?
hi, Vince.
Hey, what's up? What's on your mind? Well, who are you and what's on your mind tonight? Hello? 702, hello? Hello? Oh, did she get shy and leave? That's too bad. Well, try back. Did I finish? Dietz McSteel is here? That's cool. Let's see, 435. Right. Dietz McSteel, I don't see you on here. You say you're... I don't see the area code you said on the switchboard. You're going to have to try again, dude. Let's see. How big is your dick? That is not an anonymous message. So that's from Lore8Burn? Lore8Burn? I don't know. How big is your dick? It's about 6.5 inches fully erect, with the visual inch about 7. 7.5. Let's see. Doc Zion? No, I'm not going to watch your YouTube video now. I'll check it later, though. Dietz McSteel, you're on... Master Bait says, shout out, you sexy-ass beast. Let's see if we got another message here. Jesus Christ, you fuckers. I'm going to stop doing anonymous messages in a second, but I have a couple more. Here's one that says, Vince, I have an anonymous concern. I am pregnant with Belton's baby. Should I abort or keep the baby? Keep the baby. Why can you not pronounce oak properly, you huge dick sucking faggot? Oak? Oak. I said oak. How am I supposed to pronounce oak? All right, that's enough of that. I'll do some more anonymous messages and such in a bit, but the phone lines are just out of control here. Let me go to area code 858.
Fuck your phone lines.
Nah.
Fuck basic Puda. Fuck your 6.5 inches. And turn on your roll call music because I'm in a mood.
Oh,
all right,
God.
I'm waiting.
All right.
Mute him. I'm waiting. Oh, no. Not tonight.
With the damn gorilla.
You get the roll call music going yet?
What? Yeah, we'll get to the roll call. I just did roll call, you piece of shit.
No, I want to do my own roll call.
All right, you know what? Just All right, fine, fine.
What?
Just
Let
for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
If you can shut up for a second.
Twice.
All right, no. All right, Ken Moore, you wanted me to mute him, so you wanted to, so you could say something. What was that?
No, I just didn't want to listen to him tonight. He's an asshole.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll give. We were. I was on Debbie's show earlier, and we did a little thing towards the end where we just did radio graffiti, where people just call in and they just get like 5 or 10 seconds to say whatever. And I'll give the Jew a couple. I'll give him more than 10 seconds. I'll give him the.
Give
chat
him an open. Hour.
No, that would clear the chat room really quick. But I will give. I will. You know, he's a loyal caller. So I will give the one angry Jew what he's requesting with a chat roll call, and he'll have the floor for about a minute here. Let's see what he has cooked up. All right, Jew, you're on.
All right,
go
basic
for it.
Poodle. Yeah, I know I'm on. Thank you. Fuck you. Basic Poodle, return the fucking Itachi magic wand. You know what it is. You know about it. That's it. And where is that fucking gay piece of shit that's always hanging around? He's not in the chat room. Go get him and bring him here. What the fuck? Look at the human detritus that has driven into this chat room. Apparently, I missed the Skype assholes. A collection of sphincters all in one shot. How can you go wrong with so many sphincters on one phone call? Look at all these guests. Holy Christ. And interspersed among them, see, who do we got? Oh, Peter Purge. Jesus Christ, get a fucking life. Who do we got else in here? Keisha, hello to Keisha. Not going to curse at Keisha, even though we're not happy with the PwC. Screw the PwC.
Wait, who's we?
We. The royal
we. We isn't who? Who? I hate it when people say
the
we.
Royal we.
The royal we? I'm not any
Never
part
heard
of the royal
we.
So whatever, keep going, hurry.
Vagina dentata. What the hell kind of crap is that? Another one of those flawless crew fags hanging around in the chat room. Throw them out of there. I'd rather talk to the Skype assholes, even though that's kind of faggy right there. Maybe they're listening in. No, take your next 111 call, because I'm sure that's going to be the sphincters.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
Hey, Kishu.
What's up, honey? I think Jew's just sad because the BWC docks the fuck out of him. And
oh, really?
He, like, you know, yeah, he's butthurt.
Wow. Shouts to the BWC for doxing the Jew. I had no part of it. I swear to God on the Bible.
You didn't have any part of it.
I have plenty of info on the Jew. I didn't even have to dox him. What's weird about the Jew is he just openly gave me info on him. Like, he sends me pictures of his big toe. He does Skype video chats with me randomly. He sends me random pornographic pictures. There's a weird bromance going on between me and the Jew that I think is a one-way street. I'm not trying to reciprocate, but he keeps coming back for more. I don't know what to do. But
oh, Jew.
It's
I think
good.
That big toe is fucking sexy.
Oh, he sent it to you, too?
Yeah.
Damn. All right,
his
let's
toenail
think,
was like 4 inches long. It was pretty fucking hot.
You're pretty fucking hot.
I know, baby. I know.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of, everybody should go to those links that I fucking spammed in your chat room right now.
What link?
Dick Burns like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah. You want
to
go?
And if you'd go, he will. And Dick Burns will happily send anybody my nudes if they fucking go to his shit.
That's what's up. Yeah. All right, hey, it's Vince in the Bay taking calls. Kishu's here with me, Ken Moore, the one angry Jew, and you. If you dial in 347-826-7667, let's take a call from area code 909. You're on the air. 909, going once, going twice. Bye-bye. 347-826-7667 is the number. Area code 561. You are on the air.
Fuck.
Yeah, what's up, dude? That's it. Fuck. That's all you can do? All right. Here's area code 111. You're on the air.
racist, snaggletooth, and no on-air talent. Who is Vince from Vince in the Bay?
Uh-huh. That's it? That's my bio? Or did you just dox me, dude? So, Kishu. Hello, Kishu? Unmute yourself, girl. Or not. Forget it. She must be busy sending out her nudes. So, Ken, do you mean keeping track of the NBA?
Pacers lost. The Bulls won. And I see the poop doctor here in a couple hours.
Sweet. All right, let's do another call here. Area code 408. What's up?
What's up, Vince?
Goofy, that's what I thought it was. What's up, bro?
Nothing. I want to contribute to the troll wars because I haven't got my crank call in.
All right, bro, bring it on. Are you in the chat room now, or are you still driving?
Oh, no, I haven't even, I barely got the phone on the plug. We just got into our hotel right now.
Oh, dude, you should fire it up. Check out the chat room, man. It's fucking out of control.
Well, first off, let me just say, fuck all the trolls. My name is Goofy Bone. I am a freedom fighter here with Cowpoke, my friend, and we are here to take out all you trolls.
Oh,
so
shit. Are you telling me that the troll wars are still continuing? I thought we put an end to it last night.
You know what, Vince? You and Debbie can kiss each other's ass all you guys fucking want. But see, when me and Calpo set out to destroy you guys all, you guys want to kiss ass and just be friends. Because you guys just don't want to take the ass whooping that me and Calpo are going to fucking put on you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you and Calpo are a crazy, crazy team. I don't know if I'd want to fuck with you guys.
This hotel, is he paying by the hour?
To all you trolls, be on the lookout for the Freedom Fighters with Cowpoat and the Great Goofy Bone, because we're going to slice all of you. There will be no such thing as trolls on Block Talk Radio.
There you go.
Yeah.
Goofy Bone.
I don't know. I got into my little psychiatric troll wanting to kill people mode. Sorry.
Yeah, I hear you, dude. Hey, so tell me, Goof, you got into the hotel. You're settling in. You're calling into the show. You're making a little cameo as per usual. Now, are you going to go ahead and give your lady friend a bone tonight?
Hey, Mariah. Jason DeVay, my good friend, on Blog Talk Radio, he wants to know, am I going to give you a bone tonight?
Of course.
Yeah, I hope so. Shit. We wouldn't be driving to L.A. just to fucking hang out in the hotel room.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, dude. Well, hey, let's hear. Now, that's a reference to your song, Give It to Her, right?
Just Give It to Her.
That's right. Let's give it to her, baby. This is Goofy Bone. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm taking your calls. 347-826-7667. Give her a bone, Goofy.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Baby girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone. Giving you moan, hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Get you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my pad, she's hitting it slow. Positions are nice where she don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her.
Just give her a bone. Just give her a bone. Just give her a bone. Just give her a bone.
plates, and we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We're smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen, the girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the law, cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going, her husband's at home, cause I'm not her boyfriend, I'm just her. The guy on the side, but she can't live with it and let it ride. Watching her trying to hold me down, buy me things, trying to keep me around. You can't stop me when I'm on a one way. I'm a player for life and there's no other way. So let's get back to what we do best. Pulling down the zipper on her dress. That's the body of the year and it tastes so good. She likes to nail because I got that wood. Getting it hard where her eyes roll back. This girl is pursuing and needs to relax. I gotta get going, no bullshit at home because I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just her.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show. With you. Got about 35 minutes to go live. Still have a lot of callers on the line, so I'm going to try my darndest to get through all these all. Let's go to area code 909. You're on the air. Hey, 909, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, I have a question.
Yeah, sure. What's on your mind?
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
Mayonnaise?
Yes.
Depends on what application you're using it for. How are you using it as an instrument?
I'm just asking if mayonnaise is an instrument.
Don't, it's okay. You can stick with it. Stick with the troll. Stick with it. Come on. You can get this. Don't fail this troll. You can do this. Come on. Hang in there. Hang in. Your premise was mayonnaise. Stick with it. Come on. So mayonnaise, yes, mayonnaise. It is an instrument. It is an instrument. You're correct. I use it to tune my skin flute, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, right. Goodbye. 347-826-7667 is the number. Area code 915. You are on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, what's up? I was just wanting to call and comment on all these 4chan losers that unfortunately happened to call your number. I don't know if you're familiar with the whole internet wannabe hackers, trolls, subculture thing.
It's new to me too, bro. I've just been I've just gotten into it the last couple of months on BTR because they've been coming into to shows on BTR. So it's a new phenomenon for me as well. So I don't know. I would just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it helps your radio show or whatever. I mean,
Ratings. It's great for ratings, and you know, there's tons of callers, and I essentially pride this as being a call-in show and caller-based show. So it's perfect. It's a good pairing, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm actually on the thread right now, and they're on the thread that they were posting.
Mm-hmm.
I frequent 4chan like when I'm super bored and stuff, and.
What are they saying over there? I'm not over there. I don't know what they're saying over there. What's the word on the street over there?
I don't know. Like, right now, the newest thing is that they're trying to troll, I guess, another radio station, something about gay bigotry or something. I don't know, but they're just posting, you know, commenting what they should say while they call your line or whatever.
Cool.
And
so, it's better I don't, because that would be cheating, right? If I went over there and looked, that would be cheating.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, you'd have a heads up of what to expect and stuff.
Yeah. No, I like, to me, well, honestly, I believe that chivalry is not dead. I like the challenge. I enjoy it. I say bring it on. You know, some of these kids are really funny. I have to give, you know, credit to them. I'll leave.
Yeah.
If somebody is a good troller, I'll give them time. I'll give them airtime. And, you know, the fail trolls, they hang themselves.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. I don't know.
I really like to encourage female trolls, like Kishu, for example, another failed troll, but she's really cute, and she really wants to troll and be good at it. And that puts her one step ahead of the game, you know?
Yeah,
and she's linked up with this guy, Dick Burns. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but you should check him out. He's funny. He does a show here on Blog Talk. And he's a ladies' man, just like me. And you know, you just got to give the kids what they want. If they want to troll and say the N-word repeatedly, fine. Let them get it out. It's better they do it here than they do it over at some boring ass paranormal show where they're just going to hang up on you right away. I mean, what's the fun in that?
Yeah. I mean, I think. You're growing on them, honestly, because a bunch of them are starting to say, you know, that you're pretty awesome because you haven't gotten mad or anything, you haven't disconnected them or anything. So I don't know, you might be growing on them.
Yeah, well, you know, I try not to give too much sugar. I try to mix a little sugar with the urine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And hey, I can troll back, bitch. Who said I can't? Who said I can't fucking out-troll a troller?
I think honestly you have out-trolling these trollers the whole time, because I mean the purpose of a troll is to get a reaction. Typically the reaction they want is anger or to get somebody upset, and I mean obviously that hasn't happened here. So I mean it's crazy. You troll them, but like I'd say 90% of them don't even realize that they've been trolled.
Yeah. Hey, if I can keep number that sort of percent, a consistent percentage like that, I'm batting really, 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 really well. Because if I can do it half the time, if I can make these kids think that I'm serious half the time, then I'm doing my job.
Absolutely, dude. You're doing an awesome job.
Right on, bro. Hey, can you say your name or your handle, or what do you go by?
Yeah, well, I can say my name. My name's Ivan.
Ivan. Right on, bro.
Yeah, I don't have much of a handle or anything like that.
That's cool. Ivan's fine. That works. We'll work with that. Hey, man, you are, as far as I'm concerned, you're cool. You're more than welcome to join me anytime here on the air. And I would love to chit-chat some more with you, but I got a lot of people to get to. So appreciate the love, Ivan, and I'll catch you again soon, bro.
All right, brother, take it easy.
Yeah, check me out on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I know when I'm up next. And I drop knowledge on the Twitter, too. So once I go off the air here, you know, you can catch up with me there. And I troll around BTR, too. I mean, I was trolling Debbie Daly earlier, hanging out with her. We had a big troll war. When this show ends, you're going to hear a replay of last night's troll war recap. So, yeah, man, we know it is what it is. You know, this is entertainment. I'm having a good time. I hope you guys are as well. Spread the love, spread the word. Get on. Speaking of Twitter, BTR finally got hip to the whole Twitter thing, and they are now they have now installed a Twitter button. You just go on the Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. And tweet that out. And like Ghost says, spread it like wildfire. All right, let's do this. Area code 915, you're on the air. 915, hello, going once.
Yeah, it's me again?
That's you again. What's up, bro?
You picked me again. I think I was just talking to you. My mind.
Oh, it's you again. See, I'm stoner move. My bad. You're just gonna hang. You're just gonna hang out and listen. That's cool. My bad. Yeah. Fuck. All right. You know what I got to do? I've never had to do this before. But you can actually flag the callers in the queue so you can remember who the hell they are. So. That guy just got some extra airtime. All right, drunk cunt. I know I haven't talked to you yet. Drunk cunt, what's up? Yeah, turn up their volume and cue it and go. Come on, hurry! I got a lot of people.
Hello.
Hi.
In the Bay.
Hey.
I have a request.
Sure.
Please
what's
play
up?
The 12 Days of Christmas by the Flawless Caramel Queen. If you do not play it, I will shove a sharp spike up your asshole and make your anal cavity bleed while I pop my pussy to a sick ass beat produced by my bitch Moxie.
Wow. I haven't played that in a long time. I don't even know what it's... I forgot what it's called. Oh, here we go. Yeah, here it is. I got it. I still got it. Wow. Yep, Caramel Queen. I miss her, too. Shouts to Caramel Queen if she's still around. She should call in. But, yeah, here she is. It's not very long. Check it out.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk-as-fuck, cheating piece-of-shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toast salads, 9 left of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5... golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
I forgot about that. That's a great piece. Yeah, shouts to Flawless. I miss you guys. I don't know why you haven't come back. I don't know, all of a sudden 4chan shows up in my chat and you guys are like my best friends now. That's cool, whatever. I have love for Granny Tranny, and I know she's down with Flawless, so it's all good. And I'm Vince in the Bay, and I really, really appreciate the love tonight, kids. It's been so much fun, and we got about 20 minutes left to do some more of it, so let's do it. Area code 760. Hi, you're on the air, 760.
Greetings.
Greetings.
I wish to begin my anecdote by telling you about how it started back in the 1200th century. I first served with Arthur back before he was truly a man, and served the round table. It was a beautiful thing back in the day, before all this foolish pop culture and Britney Spears' loveliness. It was the best of times, they would say. But me being Excalibur, highly thought, cool.
Go ahead, keep going, bro. Keep going.
No. Cool. You're interrupting.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? Actually, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to have a little free-for-all here. For the next 2 minutes, I'm going to unmute everybody in the chat room, right, on the switchboard. That's right. For the next 2 minutes, it's more than audio graffiti. It's just audio spaghetti. Ken Moore, you know what I'm talking about, right? We used to do this with Nature Boy.
Yes, sir.
Your Patriot Grady. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So this is how we do it, kids. Call in now for the next... Oh, now I've ate up here. Hang on. Let me restart the music. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to start up the music again. And when I do that, I'm going to go down the line. As of right now, I have 12 people that with their hands up in the chat or on the switchboard. And in order to get a lot of you guys on the air, I don't think I'm going to get to everybody. You guys should just – everyone should call in now. And I'm going to go – I'm going to start the music, and then I'm going to go one by one unmuting everybody. All right? And it's just going to sound like complete garbage by the end. And I'll cut it off. But I will – I'm not going to unmute – you know, it'll be in increments of maybe like 5 or 10 seconds. You'll know what I'm saying. Anyway, this is an experiment. It might – it's gonna be a complete train wreck. I know that already. But get on the horn, call in. We already have – okay, we have 19 people now. Let's see if we can get to 30. If we get 30 callers, I'll put on the music, and then every 10 seconds I'll unmute a caller for 3 minutes. So we have 19 right now. I said 30. 30. We need 11 more people to put their hands up. All right, fuck it. 18. Now we're down to 18. People are leaving. All right, fuck it. I'm just going to start the music and start unmuting people. Here we go. And Ken Moore, you are unmuted. Ray Finkel.
He was with God.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. Kentmore is unmuted. Kishu, you're unmuted.
The God who made the world and everything in it.
Ray Finkel, you're unmuted.
Beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heaven.
That's a 410. It's a 410.
It's on the way to the sea.
Okay, 410.
Son, everybody's on. Everybody's unmuted.
Come in my mouth and tell me I'm a dirty, dirty baby.
I have a legitimate.
We're all unmuted so we can all have sex, but fuck each other in the butt.
Does anybody want to touch me?
I do.
Touch me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
Right, it's just gay as shit.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face.
Went to a party, and it's all night. And it's 16 days and it's out of her mind. Well, I'm sitting, you're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs, too drunk to fuck. You're drunk to fuck. You're drunk to fuck. You're drunk.
good. I love you good. Should advertise as I love the world of fun. Right in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I'm too fast to fuck. I'm too the rest of us. Too good, too fast. It's all I need right now. Too good to fuck. You can run so fast. You can run so fast. I think that it is a show. You can run so fast. I'm about to draw my head's a mess. With the only salvation that I'll never see you again. Give me a hand and make the word. Take out your fucking retainer, put it in your purse. I just got the fuck. You took the right to the fuck. You got the fuck. It's all I need right now. All right, hey, I'm feeling like I'm happy. All right, hey, now I got diarrhea. I just got the fuck. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. Heading into the home stretch here. We got about 15 minutes to go. Still time to take your calls. I'm here with Ken Moore and Kishu and the janitor of BTR, Goofy Bone.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's up, Goof?
Did you know the Last Supper was a day earlier?
So it was really the next to Last Supper?
It was the Wednesday before the Thursday.
Oh, shit. I'm Catholic. I forgot. Am I supposed to be doing some shit right now?
Supposedly, but don't worry about it.
I'm supposed to be... Did you give that girl a bone already?
She's taking a shower right now because I told her that, you know, she needs to trim down there a little bit, so...
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, I hate that.
You know, she has to trim, so... Hey.
Right on. Well, hey, man. I'm glad to have you here. I'm glad Kishu's here. I'm glad Ken Moore is here. It's really been fun having you guys aboard. And we're going to take... What's that?
One second, Vince. He told somebody that they needed to trim. He's Mexican. Why didn't he use his lawn care tools?
The what?
Well, he's on the road, bro. I don't think he brings that shit with him. Do you?
What do I bring?
Like your gardening shears or something.
Oh, my gardening tools?
Yes.
Not today. I should have went down and trimmed her garden, but, you know, I told her to handle it herself. But
that's what's up. No, I hear you, dude. Let's take some calls. Area code 410, you're on the air.
Hey, bro. I trolled you a couple times earlier.
Sweet.
I'm rummed out right now, so I'm pretty buzzed. I had an ex-girlfriend story for you, if you care.
Sweet,
to hear,
let's
it.
Hear it. Go for it.
All right. After I got out of the military about a year ago, I moved out to Boise, Idaho, and I moved in with my girlfriend of about 3-4 years. I knew her since high school, and we lived together for about 3 months to the date, and she came in my room. I was really sick. I came down with a really bad flu, and it had gone on for about a couple weeks. And she's like, "Hey, is there anything I can get you? You know, do you need me to go somewhere?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And I take out my wallet. I give her $10, and I'm like, "Yeah, if you can run down to the gas station, just grab me some NyQuil or Tylenol, that'd be great. You know, nothing in particular, just some shit to, you know, ease my pain a little bit." And she leaves the room, and she's gone for at least 45 minutes, and I passed out for a little bit. So I figured maybe that maybe my sense of time was a little skewered, but no, she comes back. It's a full 45 minutes later, and I'm like, "All right, well, where'd she go?" She comes back in the room with a brown paper bag, and she hands it to me. And first, I don't even ask why she was gone that long, but I open the bag, and there's a fucking rock in it. There's a rock in it. And I look at her, I'm like, "What the fuck?" And she says, "I went down to the magic store." And she's one of those new age hippie chicks that's really into the magic and whatnot. But she looks at me and she says, "It has healing qualities." And so I get up out of my bed, which I barely had the strength to, but I'm so pissed off. I get up out of the bed, I pull the rock out, and I throw it out in the garden. I'm like, "Hey, you know, if I wanted a fucking rock, I would have pulled it out of the yard." But needless to say, that relationship got broke off. But no, it never happened again.
did she give a good blowjob?
Oh no, she was amazing. She had huge tits. Like, I got more like titty fucks than blowjobs.
Oh, that's
not really
tough.
A blowjob kind of a guy. But her tits were just amazing.
That's awesome. Well, hey, yeah. You know, there's more of those out there. You'll find another one.
Yeah, but at least, you know, she wasn't one of those granola chicks, you know, with the hair under the arms and stuff, so.
Oh, man, that's the thing I have to put up.
Yeah, plenty of those in Boise.
Oh, you're telling me, bro. Awesome. I'm in San Francisco, bro. It's horrible.
Wow.
I live right by Ashbury, too, so it's even worse.
Yeah.
It's horrible. All right, hey, I appreciate the call, bro. Thanks for coming
through.
Yeah,
take it easy.
All right, thanks for the story. Okay, let's see. We got an area code 937. Go ahead. You're on the air.
This is Dietz McSteel.
Dietz McSteel, what's up, bro?
Nothing. I've been sitting here all night and listening to your show. It's just good fun. I'm having a good time.
Sweet.
Yeah. Real quick, I'm in Utah, and there's a lot of Mormons here. And I don't know if you know anything about Mormons. What's your opinion on them, on Mormons, if you know?
I don't have anything, like, any concrete reason to not like them. But other than the fact that there's just something creepy and off about them. Like, they go around dressed up, and these are the guys that are dressed up in suits, and they wear backpacks, and they ride on bikes around, or they go door-to-door, or they're on the subway, or they're on the bus. Those are who you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's
creepy. There's some creepy factor going on that I can't put my finger on it, but, you know, on the surface, they seem harmless, they seem benign, but there's something going on there that just doesn't seem right. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's bad. But
like, look at the people,
really?
look at the political figures that are Mormons. You got Glenn Beck and the other dude,
Mitt Romney. Yeah,
just creepy, plastic, weird, fake people. You know,
they're pretty much the worst people you want to see on TV because
well known Mormons out there. So that tells you something.
I'm a writer of the Twilight.
Like Scientology. Like, I put Mormons and Scientologists in the same. Shouts to all my Mormon and Scientologist listeners. No offense, but I'm just going off of what I see. If you want to call in and break the myth, please, by all means, blow my mind.
Yeah.
but I've met like Quakers. You ever met Quakers?
I think I've met like one. Maybe.
Quakers are good people. They're nice people. I don't get the creepy weirdness with them. See, they're kind of like plain and simple and very, very, but they're very courteous and nice. But there's not the creepiness factor with them, though. You feel like you're getting what you're seeing with them, you know. Whereas the Mormons, it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm dealing with a car salesman.
I can't go into a gas station, grab a pack of cigarettes, and the people there are like staring me down, making me feel uncomfortable. It's just an awful situation. I almost want to go back to Ohio, but Ohio is just a shitty place too. So.
Yeah.
I'll let you get someone else because I've got stage fright pretty bad. But thanks for taking my call, man.
No worries. Come again. Appreciate the call. Let's go to, I think we have a flawless call here, 702. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Ben.
Hey, who's this?
It's flawless. It's also, you say it, my username, you say it like vagina, then top. Two tops.
Okay, what do you go by for short? What's your nickname? Just give me the short. I'm from California. We shorten things here.
Just call me Vagina.
Vagina, that's good. Can I call you Vag?
Vag is fine.
Vag, what's on your mind tonight, Vag?
Well, I was wondering if I can read a poem.
Yeah, please do. How long is it? How long is it going to take?
It's like four stanzas. It's not that long.
So like a minute or something?
Yeah, a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
All right. When there's a dick in my ass, I'm as happy as can be. In order to win my affection, you must fuck me anally. My favorite sexual encounters all involve anal sex. I love the way it feels. My entire body it affects. Give me anal sex daily, and I will be quite content. Put your hard dick in my tight ass. You have my consent. Anal sex brings me pleasure that vaginal sex can't do. I'm going to go fuck my own ass till this poem is through.
That was hot.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Flawless crew and stay wet from you, babies.
Oh yeah, we will. I'm already moist.
Thank you. You're always moist.
Yeah. You got me.
All right. Have fun.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the presentation of your piece. I like your piece. And I'm glad that we're able to achieve peace and harmony here with our Flawless listeners, and also. Shouts out to the B-tards. The crew really brought it earlier. You guys brought it to Debbie Daly, and then you came over here and brought it to me, and I appreciate the love. It's been a good time. It's winding down here, and I thank everybody for showing love. If you want to check me out in the meantime, you can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I have a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And, that's about it. I'm going to take a few more calls and then say goodnight. So let's see. Area code 561. What's up?
Legitimately, what's your opinion on niggers?
I love black people.
Oh, my God. No. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I have made love to black people.
Don't lie to your viewers, Vince.
I'm not. And I don't have viewers. I have listeners. Thanks for calling. Let's go to area code 111. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Robert. I just need to give a shout out.
Yeah, go for it.
Braden, go to bed.
What? One more? What? Huh? That was it? Oh, man. Come on, dude. Oh, man. All right. A couple more to go here. Let's see. Area code 863. Area code 406. You're on the air.
Hey, can I play a couple bars of a song real quick for you?
Are you playing it, or are you just playing it off your computer?
I'm just going to play it off my computer, but I could play it for you if you'd like.
Can you sing it yourself? Like, if you're going to sing something on your own, like a cappella, for sure.
And if it's the computer, it's like a maybe?
No, if it's the computer, I turn it off because I don't want to hear that garbage.
Oh. All right, well, I will sing it myself then.
Perfect. Go for it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Let's go 919. You're on the air. 919. Wait, hang on. I don't think I got you. Hang on. 919, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hi, who
What's
are
up,
you?
Guys? Hooter Shooter? Hooter Shooters.
Hooter Shooter. Oh, hey.
Yeah, I've been waiting all night, and you took a fucking 12-year-old after me and all this other shit, and goddamn, dude. What's up,
hey,
Pasta?
I'll tell you what. Do you want to hang on and go into the archive with me? Like, I'll hang out. I'll chill with you in the archive if you want.
What's the archive? Is that like a creepy place where you go and you like rape girls or time
No,
up
no,
or...
no. It's purely consensual. If you want to make out, it's cool. If not, no. It's just my show. My show is going to go off the air live in like 3 minutes. So
well,
I'm going
to
keep.
I get 3 minutes. I had to wait in queue for three fucking
minutes.
We'll
do a quickie. It'll be a quickie.
I'm here for the people, man. I'm calling for my brothers. My brothers have been waiting for this shit all night.
Oh, nice.
Always
well, bring it. Tell
Failed callers, white knights, they need to fuck off because goddamn, dude, what's up with all this shit? You've been bringing in like all kinds of cancer tonight.
That's what's up. What's your handle? What do you go by?
Hooter Shooters.
Hooter Shooters? Is that plural?
Yeah. You know what a
Hooter
Shooter is?
No.
You know what a Hooter Shooter is? Have you ever had, like, a prostitute come to, like, one of those shows where they, like, do shows for you guys and they, like, shoot ping pongs out of their clips?
No, not lately.
It's a Hooter Shooter.
Refresh my memory.
Oh, dear God. What kind of fails is tonight? No, I'm not black, Joko, but thanks for asking.
All right, Hooter Shooters.
Hooter Shooters. Yeah.
So we got to go here really quick. Anything else you want to add before I take a couple more calls?
Well, sure. I just want to say I had a masturbator and cheese tips. You guys are awesome. The rest of my brothers, I love you guys. To all the white knights have been calling in, fuck you guys. Thanks for taking my call, Vince. Awesome.
Right on. That's what's up. Thank you. Appreciate the love. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, who are you and what do you want?
This is Woody.
Woody?
How are you? Can I get that Bad Skills number?
Yeah, I'll give it to you off air. My producer will give it to you off the air. What else is on your mind?
Have you ever jerked off with a 16-year-old before?
When I was a 16-year-old, I did. When I was a 16-year-old, I did. Let's see. All right, 863, you're on the air. Quick, you have 10 seconds. Never mind. Let's go. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, who's that? It's Vince in the Bay. Hey, Kishu, you want to give a quick shout-out to Dick Burns or somebody?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody go check out Dick Burns Presents on Blog Talk Radio. Dick Burns on Twitter. It's @DickXBurnsX. John Williams, fucking something.
All right, that's cool. That's good enough. Dick Burns, check him out. He's on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Follow me, and I will follow you back. And I appreciate the love, everybody. Peace out, yo. wish I could be in a bath right now. That sounds so good. Hey, Kishu, are you there?
I'm here.
Wouldn't it be great to be in a bath right now?
You know, I don't ever take a bath unless I take, like, a hardcore shower first, because I feel like really, I think baths are disgusting. Like if you're not clean, you know, I just don't want to bathe in the dirty water.
Oh no, I know what you're saying. No, I'm the same way. I don't feel like I'm clean if I'm bathing in a bath. But I like baths as like I'll say take a shower and get clean, and while I'm doing that, set a hot bath to like chill out in after I'm clean. Like treat it more like a hot tub type of thing, you know? That's at least how I do it. Like there's actually this spot in Berkeley where it's like these people have their like a fucking industrial strength it's an industrial strength like hot tub thing, spa, sauna, whatever the hell you call it, the hot tub, and they have a code, and it's in their backyard, and like they just kind of like pass around the code to get into their back gate to get in the back, and there's a little shower back there. And it's sort of like a word of mouth thing, this communal thing in the back of these people's house. And the only stipulation is you have to be completely silent. You cannot, like, you can't talk. Like, which was really hard for me because obviously I like to talk. And so that was really tough. But it's kind of cool though, because you go to this thing and there's like complete naked ladies, like chicks that they just, total strangers, just hot women, just naked in front of you. It's like no big thing. It's so awesome. Yeah. So like, I love going to places like that. Hot springs.
Yeah, I lived in Hot Springs, Arkansas for a few months. And,
I know.
It's a lot. It's really nice, the hot springs.
Oh my God, dude. The fucking chat room was off the fucking chain tonight.
I know. This was a crazy show. Although, I don't know. Some of the callers were a little fail, definitely. They could have
a lot of fail. There was a ton of fail going on. But, you know, for every four or five fails, there was like one good gem, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And I thought it was fucking hilarious that towards the end the trolls are just like beat down. They're like, dude, I've already trolled you like five times tonight, man. I just thought I'd call in and say what's up. Thanks for taking my call. Fuck, man, we're just like fucking beat down. You fucking out trolled us all.
I think that was a troll and a troll, to be honest.
No, that's the thing. That's the troll within the troll. It's like that's the. I've said this for a while. The new troll is the legitimate call.
Yeah.
Like the troll that never delivers, like the punchline that never comes.
Definitely.
You know, you're just waiting for them to drop the N bomb.
Mhm.
Oh shit! Fucking John Leguizamo. John Leguizamo stand up's on right now. Have you ever seen him do stand up?
No, I have no clue who that is.
He's a Mexican, or no, he's Puerto Rican or something. He's been in like Spike Lee movies and stuff, and he's a comedian. He does stand up. He does like a one, it's like stand up, but it's also like a one man show type of thing. So he's doing his stand up one man show thing on TV right now. I kind of want to watch it. He's fucking hilarious.
Is there anybody else on the line tonight? Right now.
Let me see. There is somebody. There's a 111. Let's see who they are. 111. What's up? Hello, 111. You're on the air. Hello?
I don't think they want to talk.
Yeah, their hands up, but it's all good.
I don't know. But yeah, you do that a lot on your show, where like people will just be there calling in to listen. And you'll bring him on.
No, but these people have their hands up, though. This guy's got his hands up still. He probably just forgot he was still, or he's just listening and forgot he's even, like, on here or whatever. But, oh, man, that took a lot of fucking, that drained me. I'm just really fucking tired right now. That was work.
I bet. I think
since I've been listening to your show, that's the most I've ever seen. The most callers, the most people, everything.
Dude, I've been on BTR. That's the most I've ever seen on BTR. I haven't even looked at the numbers. Should I look at the fucking numbers?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, definitely. Well, I spread around word about your little troll war, like fucking wildfires.
Well, it caught storm somewhere. Somebody heard it,
yeah,
and was like
definitely.
Down. Well, but it all started with Debbie Daly, though. Like somebody, like obviously, you know, started it all. It all must have started. It all started at Debbie Daly's show. Like honestly, like I it was total luck that this all happened because I was in. Because we did the whole Troll Wars thing, and me and Debbie Daly, like, you know, admitted that it was all a big, you know, game or whatever. It was big, you know, whatever. It was fun. It was all a big.
You thought you got so trolled last night, though. It was so funny.
Oh, I did. I was convinced.
Oh, my God.
I still am kind of convinced.
When I woke up, I had literally, like, 35 messages saying, that was so when you trolled him so hardcore.
That's awesome.
And I was like, what the fuck happened? I was so confused, and then, like, Dick explained it to me a little bit, and then I went back to the archives and stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it, and asked, you know, other people what happened. I remember bits and pieces, but I still don't know how the fuck I got in the backyard. I must have just been listening to the show and just, like, sat down on the ground and just fell asleep.
So random.
Well, when
yeah,
I
there was a couple
to
of times.
The show, I was like,
you
was
were on, you
bed.
On, like, you came, yeah, you came on in the beginning, and I thought you were with me the whole time, and like, I was checking in with you every like, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes. I'd be like,
well, I was, but I was so fucked up, I couldn't even figure out my phone. Like, I was listening, but I didn't really know what was going on.
Dude, I had check this out. You want to hear the numbers?
Yes.
Live listeners. Live listeners, 758.
Nice.
Live callers, 157.
Wow.
Both records for me, easily.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely them from the Bay records right there.
The last,
a Monday night, too. That's insane.
That's insanity. Monday night. And this all started on Debbie's show. This all started with me making a truce with Debbie and coming on her show and, like, we were just kicking it, and it was literally, I thought it was just going to be another slow night on BTR and hanging out with Debbie Daly. And sure enough, like, it was just like me and her, and in the chat, it was like five people. It was like Peter, Matilda, and like Sloppy, and that was it. And it was just like, all right, it's just
tonight was the opposite of last night.
And it was just kind of like, it was chill. It was just me and Deb, and like, I was hanging with her for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then she kind of like, she was just like, all right, Vince, well, you know, you can hang out if you want or not, whatever. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I will. I'll just hang on. And I'm glad I did because, like, literally, like, 5 or 10 minutes later, like, the fucking chat, her chat blew up. She's probably got the same exact numbers, if not better than me, because her shit just blew up. And then I pushed my show back. And then so I left her show, and she turned her show off. And she was tired. She's just like, I have a headache, and she didn't want to keep going, and I don't blame her because, like, after I did it for 2 hours, I'm fucking beat. And so, like, after that, after I left her show, everybody just came over to me, and it just, the fucking insanity just kept going, and it just snowballed, and it was out of control, and it was like, I basically did a good solid 3 hour, easily 3.5 hours of radio right there, call-in radio. That was fucking, I mean, it was on the internet, but it was fucking.
I was worried I was going to miss your show because I have some glider planes, and the Jew inspired me to go check on them and take them out for a little run. And I was out doing that today, and I didn't get home until late, and I thought that I was going to miss the show. And then when I called, it was like, the show starts in 34 minutes. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So, yeah, it was pretty wind. Glad I
wow,
made it, definitely.
Hey, did you see what Pooter Shooter said about me?
No, what?
She says, let's face it.
I love my chat.
She says, let's face it, Vince made all the trolls in this channel grab their ankles.
That's so funny.
He's the winner tonight, clearly. These cheese nuts over here, what?
Yeah, tonight was pretty hilarious, it's for sure.
That was one for the fucking archives for sure, the record books, whatever. Personal record right there, that was hot. I
spammed the hell out of Burns' stuff, and now he's not answering me, and I'm so mad at him.
Is he going to do a show? Somebody's got to.
I think so.
I think these kids are still roaming VCR.
I know. And that gay show is not really happening too good. I mean, it's pretty boring, to be honest. So, I don't know. I think that he should definitely do a show, but he hasn't told me.
Technically, I could do another show. Technically, I could do another, because it's Tuesday now. I could technically do another show, but I'm not. I'm fucking beat. That was so much work. Like, I didn't have usually I have so much time to smoke and fucking pack bowls left and right, and I had no time to do it. Like, I'm gonna just start doing it now.
Nice.
You know, and I couldn't even take, like, there's no way I could play music. Like, I forced myself.
There wasn't even time, hardly.
I had to take some breaks, though. It was just at a certain point, you're just like, oh, I need to step away from this for a couple of seconds and just fucking, you know, get out of the zone and then get back in the zone. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
You know what's weird, though, is the show. See, here's the thing: is that those numbers I told you, the 700 and the 150.
Mm-hmm.
Those might not be exact, because BTR's metrics are so weird. Like, they'll give you, like, 1 minute they'll say you have 100 listeners, and then it'll say, oh, 95, and then all of a sudden it'll say 102, and then all of a sudden it'll say, like,
yeah.
85. And
check it in a couple days.
Yeah, so it probably wasn't 700. It was probably, like, 500, but still, that would still be close to a record.
Definitely.
But, like, the show last night, it says live listeners, zero. By the end of the show, there was zero, but there was definitely some live listeners along the way.
But didn't a bunch of people call in and just say nothing after I stopped responding to you?
Dude, it was so weird. It was like Twilight Zone. I was fucking
I think that they thought that I was trolling you. And
they're like, oh, sweet, Kishu, great move. You were fucking...
Yeah, that's
on
the
it.
Messages I got this morning. It was so funny. I was like, I just passed out.
That's all you have to do sometimes. Oh, hey, Dick Burns wants to add me.
That's what's up.
Although I kind of, you know what? I know that's the effect he's going for,
or
but
Skype,
it kind of.
Right?
Huh?
On Skype or what?
Yeah, on Skype. Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Cool. I'm going to chit-chat with him. So is he doing his show?
Ask him. Tell him he needs to do it.
Let's see. Okay. Hey, dude.
I'm just now eating my fucking food that I cooked.
Are you going to do a show? A shoe? I don't approve of the swastikas, by the way. I'm not a fan of that.
It's hilarious.
It's not hilarious.
It is.
It's not hilarious. Don't get me wrong. I hate Jews. I hate Jews. Believe me. It's not about that. It's just tacky.
You're a fail troll.
It's just tacky.
I think it's hilarious.
Well, if it was hilarious, it stopped being hilarious about 85 years ago. Sorry, Vincent the Bay reveals in the archive that he's really not a racist bastard.
You sound like Bill in that video. He's like, get those fucking swastikas. Those
he's saying no. He's saying no. Why?
Name.
I'm like, he says no. Why?
Failure.
He says no. He's saying no. Why? He's talking to
he's
this 30-year-old on cam. All right, that's. He says he's talking to a hot 30-year-old on cam.
Yeah, he's a fail.
That's G-flash vagina. Come on. Like, you haven't seen a vag before. There are... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him a screenshot of my fucking listeners.
Yeah, do that.
me do this fucking shit right
I'm
here.
I'm so mad at him because the trolls would love him.
I'm going to send his ass right now, and he's going to learn how to fucking play ball on the internet.
He wants to get all this fucking attention, and he's not going
to
get it.
Dude, the attention is asking for it right now. Those kids are trolling around, and they're probably bored as shit with that fucking...
I know.
That gay show, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's boring. It's
going to strike while the iron is hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think that he's not putting it out there like he needs to be for what he wants. I think he has somebody over, too.
No, he said he's on cam. He's got some chick on cam.
No, I think that's BS. I think he has somebody over. He always ignores me when he has people over. Like, when he has other girls over, he won't answer my fucking phone calls or my text or anything. And he hasn't answered me all day, so I'm pretty sure he has somebody over. I think he gets scared that he's going to lose his maid services and his laundry services.
All right.
Although last night he took me to dinner for the first time ever. It was so nice.
Really?
I was so proud of him. Yeah, we went to a Chinese buffet. It was pretty awesome. So I feel like I actually got paid for, you know, mopping his fucking whole house, doing all his laundry, changing his bed sheets. What else did I do last night? I don't remember, but...
All right, how do I send a file? I've never done this. How do I send him a file?
Send file. Click the send file button.
Send file button.
Mm-hmm.
Share? Is that it? Share?
On Skype?
I have an old version of
Skype. Right there. Oh, then I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Send file. Got it. All right.
Let me go see if he said anything to me. God, he's pissing me off right now. Because, you know, I spammed his shit, and then that's going to just look bad if he doesn't do a show.
He's paranoid. He's not opening the fucking thing.
He's probably not paying attention to Skype right now. He will in a minute.
Is that CP? No. Dude, he could schedule a show in 8 minutes if he just fucking wouldn't be so paranoid.
Yeah, I think that doing shows is so new to him that he's still really nervous. I don't know. Do you have any callers on? Or is it just us?
It's just us. There's somebody in there that's listening, but I forgot I was even doing a show.
You want to hang up and call me on Skype?
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's finish. I forgot we were even on doing the show. Hey, everybody. It's
right.
Vince in the Bay. We're going to wrap it up here in the archive. Thanks for sticking it out with Kishu and I. Thank you, Kishu, again. And
having me, of course.
Oh yeah, I love you, baby, and I'll talk to you in a second.
I love you too. Bye bye.
All right, that's it, kids. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.